Thunder Media.
On this episode of Inside Motorsport, we catch up with the leader in the Carrera Cup Australia Championship, Jackson Walls, and find out about his double duties, racing in Asia as well as racing here in Australia. I hope you'll stay with us.
Welcome to Inside Motorsport, Tony Whitlock and Craig Revell. And we're with Jackson Walls, freshly back a week ago from another sojourn to the world of GT racing. Jackson Walls, welcome back onto Inside Motorsport.
Thanks for having me, guys.
You've well and truly shown your flag this year, waved the Walls name up big, because not only have you topping the points for most of this season, but you've also finished, with one exception, in the top five in every race this year in Carrera Cup, which is a tremendous effort. What happened in that very first race of the 2023 season?
I don't think anything changed, to be perfectly honest. I think I've just continued to develop and grow, and now I'm at the stage where I can fight at the front consistently and fight for race wins and also the championship. So I think it was more the fact of time doing its thing and me maturing a bit. So, I think that's all it was.
Okay, well, I want you to go back in your motor racing history. We first met up when I travelled through the five rounds of the TRS in 2020. Delighted to see you there. You had a win or two and had a few podium places driving for Bruin Beasley in the Minda Motorsport team. Tell us about your background in motorsport, how you got to where you are today doing Carrera Cup in Australia and GT Asia.
Like most young 15 and 16-year-olds, I jumped in the open wheeler first and did Formula 4, then Toyota Racing Series for 2 years, and on top of that, Formula 3 Asia, and was set to do Formula Renault, which is not a championship anymore, but I was set to do that in 2020, but was put on a hiatus due to COVID. And then I got... The suggestion came along that I should jump in a Porsche maybe at the end of 2020, and I did it. I enjoyed it, and it meant I could still be home and enjoy my family life and being around my friends also for the summer. So I've been in a cup car now for, I think, nearly 3 years, and I jumped in the Lamborghini Super Trofeo at the start of this year, and now I'm a part of the Lamborghini group as a junior driver for this year. So it's been a bit of a crawl, but it's all really starting to pick up in the last 12 months.
Well, one of the things, of course, with your particular history is that your father was racing in Carrera Cup some years ago. That's where I first met him. And you have a relationship with Andy McIlroy, and McIlroy are running your car this year in Carrera Cup. To great effect, and another one of their progeny that are well and truly showing great speed.
Yeah, I've known Andy, I think, for probably 13 or 14 years, so a pretty long time. So I've sort of grown up alongside those McIlroy guys from when Dad was doing Carrera Cup Australia, and on top of that, Australian GT for those 5 or 6 years. So going into the team, I knew pretty much everyone and was really settled in and comfortable from straight away. And McIlroy has always produced really good drivers and been able to fight at the top consistently for the last 10 years. So for us, it was an obvious choice.
Now, of course, Carrera Cup, you've only had three rounds so far. It seems to be half the year's taken, but now there's a bit of a rush on because you've got Tail and Bend in a week or so's time, then Sandown, Bathurst, the Gold Coast and Adelaide. So you've actually got some... What I would have to think as a driver, you'd thoroughly enjoy going to these next five tracks.
Yeah, definitely. Especially being quite tight now and bunching everything into just over 3 months makes us as drivers really happy, keeps us busy. And there's nothing like being in the car and getting seat time. And on top of that, I'll have two more rounds in the Super Trofeo and the World Final also. So, for me, there's still 8 race weekends left for the year, so I'm going to be nice and busy, which is good. I mean, everyone at the front of any championship now is doing at least 2 categories, so it's proven to be the path.
Indeed it is. Tell us, you were at Fuji driving a Lamborghini Huracan with your father.
Yeah, it was an interesting week going to a track I've never been before. Surprisingly quite technical, particularly in the last sector. It can get a bit frustrating, but overall we had a really good weekend. We finished second overall in the first race and first in class, and then second in class in the second race and fifth overall. So for us, it was our best weekend yet, and going to a track that we've never been to before and having results like that was a really big confidence booster for the two of us, particularly with Dad just getting the seat time, super important. So, yeah, for us, it was a big one.
Okay. What are the next two, I think you said, tracks that you've got in that series to go?
We've got Shanghai and Vallelunga in Italy, which is just an hour north of Rome.
Wow, that's fantastic. Have you been to China before?
I raced in Shanghai twice, actually, in September of 2019.
It's another of the Herman Tilke tracks, big, wide open, lots of runoff. I imagine that in something like a Lamborghini, it would be enjoyable.
Yeah, I mean, it should be. Dad raced the Super Trofeo there in 2019 as a one-off, but he seemed to enjoy it. So I'm pretty quick keen about it, actually, just considering it's got long, long sweeping corners and quite a massive long straight. So finding the right aero setup will come into play. But, yeah, I'm really looking forward to it.
How do you find, I mean, obviously you're not doing back-to-back, you're not sort of jumping from one car to the other one on the same day, but how do you find going from the Porsche, they're both rear engine, both rear-wheel drive, but I would think they'd have to be very different cars, the feel of them as a driver.
Yeah, definitely. The jump from the Porsche to the Lamborghini is actually quite easy just because you're jumping into a car with TC and ABS, so the stability control really helps you a lot. But jumping back from the Lamborghini to the Porsche is quite a challenge at first, and you really need to just forget everything you've learned in the Lamborghini and completely ignore it going back into the Porsche. But for me, it just takes about 10, 15 minutes, and then you're back into the rhythm of what you've previously known.
So the championship you're running in over in Asia and off to Italy, what is that championship? And how are you going with it, understanding you are going to miss a round?
So it's called Lamborghini Super Trofeo Asia. It's essentially like Carrera Cup. There's three championships, one in Europe, one in Asia, and one in America. But for us, missing the South Korean round, we don't think it should hurt us too much. We think we'll still leave the championship, or not lead, sorry, be second in class overall. Potentially third, but for us, there's no real risk. And like anything, we don't know what the future holds. So for all we know, we could still win it in Vallelunga.
Is this series and what Lamborghini are doing, is it anything like the well-established Porsche pyramid that they have to get all the best drivers to focus up into Super Cup?
Yes and no. I think the Super Trofeo series is more a direct path to GT. It's a bit different, just due to the fact that you have to run two drivers most of the time, unless you get a dispensation to only run one driver. So the races are 50 minutes. There's two qualifying sessions, and you have to do a driver swap. So it's quite different, but at the same time, the path that it takes you towards is still the same as Carrera Cup.
You had started out on that open wheeler path. I imagine heading to Formula One was the goal. What's the racing goal now?
It's a good question. I mean, I'm sort of open arms with anything at the moment. But particularly this year, I want to go to the Porsche shootout and win that. That'd be an awesome opportunity for myself, I think, and also my family, just with the hard work we've put in. And also try to get to the Lamborghini shootout within the Young Driver program for the year. So those are my two big goals at the moment. And then after Bathurst, if I've won the Porsche shootout to go, I'll focus on the championship.
It's an interesting choice you're making now, because GT racing, there is so many opportunities for good GT drivers, and particularly if you have the right sort of license to work with the pro-ams at some of the biggest races in the world.
Yeah, I definitely think GT now is a customer-based racing. It's not like it used to be 10 or 15 years ago where you'd have all pro cars throughout the whole field. So for me, I just want to be able to tick a few things off the box in the next 5 years, and then I'll reevaluate and see what I want to do.
Leading the championship as you are, that's obviously a focus. But I imagine that with the rounds you've got to go, Bathurst would have to be the one that's the peak of, you know, the enjoyment of driving for you.
It's a good question. I really like Sandown. I love Sandown. I feel at home at Sandown. But yeah, there is nothing like driving Bathurst and the feeling you get going over the top every single lap. So yeah, of course, I'm super excited about going to Bathurst, but at the same time, I'm just thinking about the next weekend in front.
All right. Well, all the very best, Jackson. I'm sorry I won't be at Taylor Men nor at Sandown to see you. I wish you all the very best and give my regards to your father as well. You know, I'm hoping that I'll be there in Adelaide and hoping you take out a championship, because certainly showing what I've seen so far this year, you're definitely making yourself well-known in the category. Congratulations on all you've achieved this year, and keep on doing what you're doing because it's working well.
Thanks, Tony. Appreciate it.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Jackson Wallace, for joining us on Inside Motorsport.
That's all we have time for on this edition of Inside Motorsport. Until next time round, keep smiling and bye for now.
Inside Motorsport is produced by Thunder Media for the Community Radio Network.